keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A crash in Franklin County claimed the lives of 8 people. Brandon Dixon has more.
The head-on collision happened on U.S. Highway 169 Sunday. Both vehicles were engulfed in flames by the time first responders arrived, leaving 8 dead and 1 person in critical condition. It's unknown what caused the wreck, and only one victim has been identified so far, Kyron Schumpert, a 9th grader from Union County. I'm Brandon Dixon.
Investigators in southwest Kansas have eyes on a suspect for allegedly assaulting a teenager and threatening others with a firearm. It happened Friday at the Finney County Fairgrounds. When officers arrived, they saw a Ford Ranger fleeing the area. The Hutchinson Post said the investigation revealed a passenger in the Ford Ranger, identified as Fabian Richter's Laureles, assaulted a teen and made threats of shooting the group. 21-year-old Richter's Laureles was arrested and booked into the Finney County Jail. No one was injured. The investigation is continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 74. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance of rain showers. Lows dip down to about 53. Rain showers likely tomorrow, 64. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 48.
Your number one source for local sports in north central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. One of the best players out of Serbia, Andre Kustic, has recently committed to Kansas State. And as Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined 580WIBW in Topeka on Wednesday reports, it's a big-time overseas signing for K-State.
K-State might have just gotten a lottery pick. He's that good. And this is kind of a move because of the transfer portal and NIL within the state. Honestly, what is rumored they paid this young man probably isn't his market value if he was from the States. Probably half of it, or, you know, close. We're seeing schools throw millions of dollars at some of these players. The number $1 million is correct. They probably got him a little bit cheaper than I would have thought, but that is another reason why they're moving to these European players. They just have to beat out what they'd get paid in Europe with these club teams. And ironically, I think transfer portal and NIL are going to end up hurting European basketball development because a lot of those kids will be coming over here to get paid.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Beloit softball moved to 9-6 after sweeping Plainville Stockton 16-0, 18-1 on Friday. Last night, the Lady Trojans played Hoisington. No results yet on that game. They will play Republic County on Friday. Beloit baseball moved to 10-6 with a doubleheader split against Lions on Monday. Beloit baseball won 3-2. Joel Rexroth won the game one. Jackson Weston had the save. Riley Hills had a two-run RBI. Rexroth was 2-for-3 with a run scored. Second game, the Lions. Lions won 9-0. Joel Fuller took the loss. Only 2 hits were given up by the Lions. One by Hilt and one by Austin Bletcher for the Trojans. Brooks Dunston pitched in relief. gave up one run in six innings in the second game. The Beloit Trojans will host Clay Center at home on Friday. Tescott Invitational, what a beautiful day for a track meet. On the ladies' side, Mankato Rock Hill scored 94 points to win it. Lincoln was second, 91. Sylvan Grove, 83. Central Plains, 58. Tescott, 55. Tipton, 49. El Saline, 47. Lakeside, 25. Junction City, St. Xavier, 7. On the boys' side, Lincoln won it, 111. Rock Hill, second, 110. El Saline, third, 89. Tescott, 80. Sylvan Grove, 70. Central Plains, 37. Lakeside, 37. And Tipton, 14. In the boys' javelin, James Dickerman, Tescott, won it, 173-3. In the boys' discus, Austin Ehring won it from Lincoln, 133. In the boys' shot put, Victor Ruiz-Torres from El Saline threw 45-7. Reese Remus of Lakeside won the triple jump, 40 feet, 6 inches. Nate Myers won the long jump, 20 feet, 11 and a half inches. Ben Bell, Lincoln, won the pole vault, 12 feet, 6. Vance Dole won the high jump, Sylvan Grove, 6 foot. In the 4x400 relay, Rock Hills won it, 4-10. Tristan Reynolds, Justin Luong, Spencer Lindberg, Cooper McNeil. In the 4x100, Rock Hills won it, 44.91. Isaiah Ridgeway, Cooper McNeil, Camden Ward, Nate Myers. In the boys' 300-meter hurdles, Jeremiah Miller of Lincoln won it, 42.5. In the 110-meter boys' hurdles, Jeremiah Miller from Lincoln won it, 16.56. 3,200-meter run, Harlan Pancost of Sylvan Grove, 11.10.20. Brody Thompson of Tescott won the 1,600-meter, 5 minutes, 10 seconds. Tristan Reynolds, Rock Hills, won the 800-meter run, 2:12.64. Xavier Miller, Lincoln, won the 400-meter dash, 52.11. In the boys' 100-meter dash, it was Eli Hurley of Central Plains, 11.85. Girls' javelin, Carly Brummer, Tipton, won it, 129 feet, 4 inches. Lily Behrens, Lincoln, 109.03, won the discus. Haley Miller of El Saline won the shot put, 37.04. Savannah Coyle, Rock Hills, won the triple jump, 32.6¾. Maggie Labertu of Sylvan won the girls' long jump, 15.9. Hallie Meisner, Rock Hills, won the girls' high jump, 5.2. In the girls' 4x800-meter relay, Mankato, Rock Hills won it with a time of 10.28.18. Bethany Semelink, Olivia Lindberg, Hallie Meisner, Miley Ost. In the 4x400-meter relay, Lincoln won it. Hazel Metz, Ethne Sheldon, Ivy Sheldon, Kaylee Obermuller, time of 4:35.23. In the girls' 400-meter relay, Mankato Rock Hills won it, 53.21. Savannah Coyle, Brindley Manning, Miley Ost, Hallie Meisner. In the 3,200-meter run, Brianna Peterson of Tescott won it, 12:12.85. The 1,600-meter run, Brianna Peterson, Tescott, won at 5:46.72. In the 800-meter run, Cody Hewell, Sylvan, 2:25.65. In the 400-meter dash, Cody Hewell, Sylvan, 1 minute, 99 hundredths. 200-meter dash, Bethany Semelink, Mankato Rock Hills, 28.36. And in the 100-meter dash, Ember Larson of Lincoln, won at 13.65. This has been John Bowden with Katy Country 94.1 Sports Z 96.3 The Lake.